Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We got our good buddy John Dini back on the show. I know, I'm excited too. John's back. John is coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is he's one of our top management minds in the Brain Trust. He's now retired, I think, former leader of the number one alternative board franchises in the galaxy. Right, John?
It was. It was when I was pushing hard.
You've moved on now. You've let those go, and you're still running some of your own though, right? You still got some of your.
Yes, I've done a deal with the Alternative Board International to be an independent contractor. It was very friendly on both sides.
Yeah, so you've still got a couple of folks there. I wish I were lived closer. I'd join one of them. So he's also the author, folks, of a book that I'm still jealous of, an award-winning book, The Hunting in a Farmer's World, by John F. Dini. I still think that I wish I had written this book, although it wouldn't have been as good. Hey, John, thanks for being here.
Well, even though you didn't write it, Jim, you got to go to the same award ceremony.
I got to see you get an award. That was big time.
And I saw you get awarded for Age of the Customer. So
that was fun.
That was fun.
That was karma. I think that was karma, don't you?
Yes, I do. At that point, we had been 12 years together.
Long time,
on the radio,
yeah.
And hadn't met face to face.
Yeah, that's
that was
right.
Great.
So, okay, I asked the audience in the top of the hour, before you got, when I told them you were coming, that you were going to ask the question, do you have an immortal business? What is that?
Yeah, it's really an owner attitude. Do you envision a day when the business is going on without you? And so many owners, and we've talked many, many times about boomers, you know, identify so closely with their businesses. You know, the business is what I do. It is what I am.
That's me.
You're the business owner, the owner of your business. I mean, you're a good example, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a boomer. You know, you everywhere you go, family, church, public events, you are Jim Blasingame of the small business advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of business owners don't want to envision the day when you're Jim Blasingame guy.
I don't want to do. I'm already dreading that. I mean, I know it's going to happen one of these days.
Well, you don't do much. You just sit and talk on the radio.
That's,
so you
well, that's
that
true. But but I miss it.
Right. We're involved. It's part of our persona. It's what we think about when we get up. It's what we think about just before we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
People compare it to building a house. It's not. I mean, if you designed the house, put every brick in place yourself, built every stick of furniture, it might be like doing your own house. But everything in the business is you.
I think of it as a fabric that we've woven together. And what I say is that you've got your life fabric and you've got your business fabric. And our business weaves a very fine seam between the two.
Oh, yeah. Not even Paul.
It's hard,
at all.
hard to differentiate. So if that's the case, is there such a thing as an immortal business?
Well, you should be treating it that way. If not for your own, number one, you treat it that way if you want to get any value out of it when it's time to leave. If it doesn't look like it can continue without you, nobody's going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
You know, you have the realistic issue of what is probably for most of us the biggest financial event of our lives, selling the business. So many owners, so many financial planners I talk to say they work with business owners. It's 50, 70, 80% of their entire net worth. So you pretty much want to make sure you cash that in. And if the business can't go on without you, there's very little chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason is your other stakeholders. You know, do you just want to walk in one day and say, Hello, loyal employees that have worked for me for years. I've got news. You're out of luck. Do you want your customers, who in many, many, many cases become your good friends over the years, are you just going to call them up one day and say, hey, find somebody else? So, you know, we feel an obligation to the customers and the employees, mm-hmm. and in a lot of cases to the vendors as well. And, does that obligation survive you?
You ride around the neighborhood, you ride around the city, you can pick them out. You can pick out the ones that are literally will die when the founder dies, when the founder checks out one way or the other, and can't even be sold if they wanted to sell them, and the ones that can be immortal. And we'll talk about both of those some more with our good friend John Dini after these messages. 10:20 till. Stay with us. And if you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.